a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a fantastic one. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Heather, you get to a home in the state where you get to fill it, you get to design it. But there's a lot that happens in building a home before you get to fill it.
There sure is. And in Utah, it's always good news. I don't know about you, but real estate is always booming. It's fun to be a homeowner. It's fun to be a real estate investor. I have the opportunity to work with the best of the best in the state of Utah, not only general contractors, but also subcontractors and cool people like our guest today. Jaron Davis is the Salt Lake Home Builders Association president. He's been on the show before. Welcome back, Jaron.
Thank you very much, Heather.
So good to see you.
It is wonderful to see you. Thank you.
You know everything about what's going on in the real estate market, and I feel like you and I can talk for hours and hours. You're so cool.
Well, bless you. I want to take a minute of personal privilege. I think in radio, we oftentimes miss the person behind the microphone. And I've known Heather now for, I think, probably close to 10 years. And I need this audience to know, because I believe there'd be a lot of loyal following. But I need the audience to know what a beautiful person you are, Heather.
Aww.
I've witnessed your strength.
I second it.
You guys are going to make me cry.
And what really made me think about it is your beautiful post about your mother over the weekend last Sunday. And as I thought through that, you're a remarkable mom.
Thank you.
Just an inspiration, and I learned as we sat in the lobby how you've passed that on to your sweet daughter, and that she's making a mark in her life too, and kind of following in your footsteps. But for those of in the audience that don't know who Heather Osmond is, she's a very beautiful lady inside and out, and somebody that I'd call a very, very, very dear friend. And I know that as she addresses you as an audience, that she's doing so from her heart with ambitions to make our society a better place. So let me take that point of personal privilege.
Jaron, you're the coolest.
Seconded.
I thought a lot about you before, and I just want to let you know that I think the same about you. I've worked with you. I think you're an incredible person, and you do so much for the state of Utah and specifically for the Home Builders Association and for our organization. And I've witnessed it myself, and I admire and respect you. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Jaron, how did you get in this business to begin with?
Well, I think for us, for anyone to achieve that level of at least opportunity, it needs to come from the heart. And when I was deciding what to do for an occupation, I graduated from the University of Utah in finance. When I was deciding what to do, I went and sat down and talked with mentors in my life, one of which, of course, would be my father, who is an idol. And he was in real estate as a broker. And I came to realize quickly that I had within myself a passion for real estate, knowing what it does for our communities and, quite frankly, for our society as a whole. Because it is through home ownership that we have an opportunity to maintain our freedoms. If you have a home, you have the likelihood of a very high likelihood of having a better life, stability financially. We're higher educated. We participate more in society. And so I came into that through some research. But when I got into real estate, I realized that there's much more to it than even that. A sales agent, for example, would be called a sales agent, But I would suggest to you that no one ever has to sell real estate. People just want it. It just, it's part of the American dream. It's part of our culture and makeup. And it's just part of who I am. And I've done it my entire career. About 7 or 8 years ago, a dear friend of mine, Ross Holiday, and I'll encourage him to listen.
We love Ross.
He's a great, has he been on with you?
He sure has.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Ross, keep doing what you're doing.
I know.
He's incredible.
So, Heather, I'm driving down I-15 one day, and Ross says there's an opening at the Home Builders Association. I need to take it. And the first time was before Paul Peterson. I said, I'm not interested, but thank you. And then 3 years later, when Paul went on to work at D.R. Horton, Ross called again and said, Jaron, I need you to go interview. And Heather, the experience is something that I owe Ross a debt of gratitude toward, because what it did, it has allowed me to bring that real estate experience to the Home Builders Association and that passion so that we could work towards finding a way that we could build communities in an effective manner that would satisfy all the different buying spectrums of life, whether you're renting or moving into a retirement home and everything in between. So it was through Ross's encouragement and then through his continued leadership and example that have allowed me to go in and work towards that. We've worked quite diligently in doing things, which is building relationships within the business community, certainly, but it's also fostering ways in which our profession can be enhanced and our trades are respected and professionalism is increased. It's working with the local, state, and national leaders. It's doing things like that. And oddly enough, sitting here with two beautiful women, the thing that was noticeable to me coming from the real estate realtor family, where 53% of the workforce is female, in the home building industry, it was 1%.
Yeah.
And it just shocked me. I have a mother that broke the glass ceiling and fought in corporate America as a president of Aetna during a time that was difficult for females to be in the workforce. But we advocated for and brought on board females, and it should be important to note that it was our brainchild, my dream, to have women involved and set the challenge to have an all-women built home, which happened and was presented in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. A book was written. A Girl Scout badge now exists, and it's the term that's used is the house that she built. But it actually is set forth one of those tidal waves from a butterfly flap that will one day, as we look back, we'll be able to see that the female was introduced to an industry that they'll bring a certain touch to in terms of their nature that will aid and benefit housing for years to come. And so it's, if for no other reason, we've turned the engagement of women, not only here locally, but nationally. There's a big national trend. The National Association of Realtors the National Association of Home Builders is taking that to heart and is really fostering the profession of women in building.
And Jaron, one day we're going to get to a point in our society where that's not news anymore.
I know.
Women just build homes. Yeah,
they sure do. So for our listening audience, the house that she built was actually a project, as you described, where it was only women that were involved. They did everything on this home. And I actually get a little emotional because I think that's incredible for an organization that is only roughly 1% women. There are so many generous women that are in the profession of building homes and also being wives and mothers and being involved in their community, and their generosity and their skills, their talents are brought to the Home Builders Association.
The reliability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the creativity and just a different perspective than maybe has been there before.
Right.
So I love supporting that. I think that's incredible. There are amazing men in this organization as well. So we definitely want to give them a shout out, but good on those women.
Yes.
This is a tough industry, right? Right.
Well, and it's just, was just suggested, we hope the day comes where that isn't a surprise, but in bringing in additional resources, that doesn't exclude the resources that exist, because quite frankly, in the trades right now, because of the push of education into higher education, in the trades right now, there's a shortage in labor. And it is in the trades where there's a great opportunity for young people, no matter what their background is, to come in and learn something without debt that they can have pride in because they've now built something. And that oftentimes, more often than not, leads to them owning and operating their own business and having a very successful life, more often than not, again, exceeding those people that chose a higher education or a college degree and a career that came with that. So the, you know, from when I was younger, the perception perhaps was that those tradespeople were standing at a ditch, leaning on a shovel and doing some pretty difficult, dirty work. And everyone was pushed into higher education. I got a degree, and I don't fault my parents for pushing me to do that. I'm grateful for it, and I'm not speaking against it, but it's not for everyone. And for those that are interested in a beautiful career, the trades is a great place to go.
It sure is. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Jaron Davis, who is the president of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association, on the show with us. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. The stores are Osmond Designs that she owns and runs and started from scratch to however many years ago. You're a spring chicken, Heather. But you have a lot of experience in this industry. And it is such a testament to you in terms of a business owner and someone who can just like catch the vision of designing homes. I don't have that skill. I can't see it. I have to see a picture. I can't see it, but you have that skill.
Lindsay, you always say that on the radio. We've been doing this show for almost 3 years, and this last week, Lindsay had a birthday party. It was a big one. Lindsay, can I tell everyone?
You should go for
it. I mean, these are all our KSL friends, sure. But Lindsay turned 40 this year.
Yeah.
And I was invited to her home, and she's always saying the funniest things about her home and redesigning it and all the, you know, nuances, but it's not even what you describe, Lindsay. It's incredible. So I think you have more skill than what you think you do.
You're so kind, but hot mess is how I often describe my home. And
not
I tell
even
her,
close.
I texted her before she came. I was like, please don't judge my house. Please. I have so many pain points.
And when did I respond? I don't judge.
I know.
I'm just so excited to be there.
Somebody gave her like a tour and she was like pulling back curtains and looking in closets. And I was like, Heather.
Do you know those colors don't match? Yeah.
Her paint was great. Her design. She has these beautiful hardwood floors. She has this incredible home.
It's
in
That's
the
awesome.
What in the Holiday neighborhood?
It's like East Bend Sugar House area. Kind
Only
of,
sugar, yeah, sugar area. House East yeah. Bend. Gorgeous backyard. Are you kidding me, Lindsay? It's adorable. So you're doing a great job.
It was fun. Thanks. I guess you get the stamp of approval from a professional interior designer who comes in and looks in your pantry and doesn't judge you.
Oh, you're adorable. And she has this incredible caramel leather sofa in the living room and so many beautiful windows. And it's light and bright and happy and... Well, Lindsay, two thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you, Heather.
Her generosity extends into the nonprofit world. The Salt Lake Home Builders Association just moved into a new location and beautiful offices in the realtor building in Sandy. And if you'll come on the 25th of May, Heather is actually donating furniture on the 24th of May to our office lobby area so you can kind of get a sense and a flavor of her beautiful furniture in our offices.
I keep telling her she needs to redo KSL because we've got some floors here that make you feel like KSL. You're...
Lindsay. I need the help. You need a little help here.
We've got some floors here that make us feel like we're reporting out of a dungeon.
I have helped with a few executive offices here. Right. You know, Kevin.
The 8th floor gets updated pretty quickly.
Brigham Young would feel comfortable. How's that?
There we go. No, but Jared, I am so excited to partner with you and Lake Home Builders Association in providing the furnishings for your lobby. It is already beautiful, and I can't wait for that install. It's going to be even greater. Perfect. I think there are so many of us that are willing and happy to donate and to be involved and build this organization and promote the Home Builders Association.
You're exactly right.
All across the Wasatch Front. I am also the proud sponsor of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, which actually is coming up. We're selling tickets at our Osmond Designs 2 locations, Lehigh and Orem. They're discount tickets, $3 off per ticket. If you're out and about today, please stop by. Yeah. You also receive a free tote bag. You can put your magazine, and you also receive a lanyard, so you won't lose your ticket.
For the listeners, the Utah Valley Parade of Homes was actually awarded the best national Parade of Homes. So it's the country's leading Parade of Homes. So that's very worthwhile to go see beautiful homes. They do a great job with their parade.
Well, and Utah's definitely leading the nation because not only is the Utah Valley Parade of Homes amazing, the St. George Parade of Homes is incredible. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes is incredible. Today we have Jaron Davis from the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. He's only just the president. That's all.
No big deal.
He's on the show with us today. Jaron, tell us a little bit about the Home Builders Association. Maybe some of your favorite things about that.
Well, perfect. Thank you. The Salt Lake organization actually is the first parade homes in the country, so you know. And ours has evolved to a point where it's a little bit more unique than some of the others because Salt Lake is more grown out and we don't have a lot of the nicer homes where the people want to show them off.
Right.
You know, the new money typically does that, and not to speak down to that. We're grateful for that opportunity. But because we don't have as many large, nice homes, we've got diversity in those homes. And this year you'll see one of the homes that we'll put in Mayor Mendenhall's tiny home village, the Other Side Academy's project. So we'll see anything from a tiny home up to those luxury. I think we have 8 or 9 beautiful luxury homes as well. So the Salt Lake Home Builders Association advocates for housing. We put on the Parade of Homes because it's a place where we can show the community the new houses and some of the technologies and advancements in design and so forth that come about. What we've learned over the years is that our Parade of Homes is actually build out communities. For example, we just got notice from Willow Creek, who's celebrating their 50 years, and suggested that it is the Parade of Homes that set Willow Creek on the map and made that subdivision come about. And so not only that happens, but as people go through the parade and see the things that they want to do to their own homes, they improve our community. So a home that's deteriorating takes the neighborhood down. A home that's improved takes the neighborhood up. And what happens after a parade of homes, you'll notice a lot of people go home and maybe cut their lawn, paint the exterior, but they're doing things inside.
I want to do everything in my home.
Get some inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Depressed after the parade of homes. I'm like, oh,
No. Be inspired. Be excited. Yeah. It's so great.
So I'd be proud to suggest that the Parade of Homes idea that started in the 1940s has actually dramatically affected Salt Lake. And there's over 700 across the country now. So it's affected the country as well.
I love that so much. So not only does the Home Builders Association build our community, but it's a great networking opportunity for all of the trades to get together and talk and hopefully refer each other. And that's one thing I really respect and admire about the Home Builders Association is you have these monthly meetings and activities and events so that we get to know and share ideas and help each other. The Parade of Homes is where we get to showcase that once a year. So, Jaron, this year the tickets for the Salt Lake Parade of Homes are $20
uh-huh.
perfect. So it's the best $20 you will spend.
Crazy.
So much fun.
It's a nights of entertainment.
Nights of entertainment. So much better than going to a movie. Bring your friends. Bring your family. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here, Heather Osmond with me. Osmond Designs is her store down in Lehigh and in Orem. She's got two stores. She's eventually moving to Traverse Mountain, right?
I sure am. Oh. We own some land there. Wow. It's right in front of the Hyatt Hotel, wow, right off the freeway, and it's going to be a Mountain Modern store, wow, unlike anything that Utah has ever seen. So I'm so excited. Wow. The plans are almost done, and hopefully we'll be digging here soon.
When's the grand opening? I'm coming.
I know, girl. I wish I knew.
Yeah. Still got to build it.
Still have to build that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be next May.
Exactly. Hopefully soon, but eventually we will open that. We'll have a grand opening. We'll invite everyone. You'll hear it first on KSL, and we will be selling our Lehigh building and moving all of our staff and furniture over to this new location. So that's kind of exciting.
So cool.
Not only do I love real estate in Utah, I'm a homeowner. I'm a business owner. I'm born and raised, yep, but I'm also a real estate investor. Yeah. Today we have Jaron Davis with the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. He's just the president of the organization.
Something like that.
Just something like that. He's kind of a big deal, you guys. So welcome back to the show, Jaron.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So you are the perfect person to talk about what's going on in the real estate market, not only nationally, but specifically here in Utah.
The national market affects us locally, and a lot of that is due in part to us just watching the news, unfortunately, because we bring some of the fear that happens or you know, some of the anxiousness is another way to put it from watching the news. And so we interpolate that to mean that that's probably something that is happening to us or will happen if it's not currently. And so we need to look at the national perspective first. Housing was unaffordable in Utah because of our growth. And a lot of pressure was put on our ability to deliver affordable housing at a time that interest rates were real low. And as we came into an election year, inflation was starting to creep up to the point where the Biden administration felt that it could negatively impact the Democrats' chance to occupy office if inflation were out of control. And so he pushed hard on the Fed to raise rates to lower interest. That's how the Fed operates in terms of trying to combat the inflation. And what happened in that undue pressure is that we had historic increases in interest rates. So we have an affordability issue and interest rates are at about 3%. And then we have the Fed just pumping interest rates. And we hit 6.5, and we're approaching 7 in a very, very short time frame. And you can imagine if you're a first home buyer particularly, and you're looking at the market and you're threatened by the prices, and then your payment just went up by 25% because of interest rates. It's just like, whoa.
Well, and it's almost like you can sell your home right now for sure, but can you buy a new one at a 7% interest rate is really the issue.
People don't want to leave that mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a big deal. What we have right now is that the inflation rate has dropped below the 10-year treasury rate. So the Fed has met its goal and objective. And so that pressure is now stopped. And we're at a point where that federal influence is at least at bay, and the consumers are more used to the interest rate. If you looked at a 50-year average interest rate, I think it's 8%. So we're still a really good interest rate. But these new home buyers don't really know that. They'd say, well, you know, what do you mean it's supposed to be 3%?
We've been a little spoiled.
Yeah.
Is the problem, right?
Really spoiled. We probably won't see that again.
I agree.
We play a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda. Like, yeah, dang it, I should have gotten in at 3%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One other federal thing quick, and then I want to get in to talk about our lieutenant governor because she's just a delight. But the other thing on the federal side, 25% of the cost of a home can be directly equated to the regulations that are put on by government, not just on the federal level, but federal, state, and national. So a $400,000 home has $100,000 of its value locked up into the regulations. And we're not advocating against regulation. We're just advocating for reasonable regulations, because you can think government just kind of keeps expanding and getting out of control. And so we have some pushback again from the Biden administration on regulation, where they're ramping up things that make affordability an issue. So on that level, we fight with the National Association of Home Builders. But when I was back advocating just last week, I got a phone call from Jackson Murphy, who is a staff member for our Lieutenant Governor Deidre Hendrickson.
I work with Jackson often as I cover the legislature.
Fellow redhead.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I met him in person.
Yeah.
But he asked if we could get together with Deidre, because she's out. If you've been following her on Twitter or social media, she's out learning a lot about our state. And one of those things is housing affordability. It was really gratifying for us to have an audience with her. And we sat down with leadership and described for her some of the things that we can do in Utah, that the executive branch can do in helping the legislative branch, for example, in doing some things that will increase our affordability. And what was interesting to me personally, Heather, is that because I didn't know her that well, I wasn't really in tune with what her political courage is. And we left that meeting to the Wasatch Regional Council meeting. And she took a bold stand for the things that we said, which is really kind of anti-government, meaning get government out of our way.
Give power to the people.
Yeah. And I was so proud of her. And I sat back and I thought, oh my gosh, until she pointed at me and said, Jaren, explain it.
And she's a proud supporter of the Home Builders Association of Utah.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
Oh, yeah. And she went to Twitter and just got blasted.
Wow.
But it's things, Heather, like we need to realize the mindset of the Not in My Backyard group, who really is a small portion of our society that's amplified by social media, filled with misinformation. And so in part of our discussion in building these healthy communities is just getting the word out, and to have advocates like our lieutenant governor is just absolutely essential and critical.
And she promotes affordable housing in Utah.
Absolutely.
Which is not always popular, just like you were saying, the not in our backyard scenario.
Well, and she, go look at her tweet. She says, we need to understand not in my backyard, the NIMBYism, and we need to cut some of the red tape in government. And for the executive branch to say that, that's kudos to them.
Yeah, it's not always popular.
No,
to take a bold stand like that.
Mm-mm. So we have a new relationship with her, because she's offered any positions in the, whether it be the administration or in state government, that can help in that regard. And there are some things that we can do that certainly don't take away from the quality of the construction, but add to the affordability.
Yes. And I think she's a strong promoter of and cheerleader of home ownership and real estate development, and making our communities and our neighborhoods better, which I think is what the organization stands for as well.
Utah stands proud. Our home ownership rate is higher than the nation's average. And we have, as a part of that, just a custom within our mindset, whether it be our families or individuals, whoever it is, that home ownership is a critical component of part of, you know, life and growing up and taking responsibility.
Yes.
The American dream.
It really is. I also want to talk just a little bit about other things that the Home Builders Association does. Not only, you know, we're pro neighborhoods and construction and building healthy communities, but we're also a networking organization.
Yeah.
We also give great scholarships to college-age kids that are wanting to be in the industry, and promoting high school programs and classes to help develop that excitement and education of what those opportunities are, which I think is so, so important. But it's also an organization of giving back, like you were saying in the previous segment. The house that she built is one of those. There's also some really great Christmas programs and other community service, Make-A-Wish, and other things.
You've stated
the organization
those very, very well. In fact, we built a cabin for 24 counselors at Camp Christophilus that allows that organization to teach 350 more children a year. We build handicap ramps for for example, a mother that had a handicapped child, that as that child grew, she became unable to care for that child because of the size. And so we build a handicap ramp and actually an electric chair in to take up them up the stairs in the home. But there's another component, Heather, that we haven't spoken about yet that's critical. We do all that you said, but the other thing that we do is we gather and educate, because our interest is actually to surpass the requirements of code and building quality. And how we do that is we have a lot of different educational processes, courses, instructors, name it, where our members can come in and learn how to be better practitioners at what they do, what it means to be responsible, to have quality, and that interaction, because you have different trades and builders, so the general contractors, trades, suppliers, manufacturers, everyone coming into that, you can add to each other. By the way, if you manufacture this a little better, if you supply this a little quicker, you know, so all that combination of collaboration coming together through those education courses allows for our technology to improve, the product to be more energy efficient, but we actually we deliver to the market a higher quality home.
I think that's incredible. Also, the Home Builders Association really attracts the best of the best in all of the industries. If you are a member of the Home Builders Association, you plan to be in business for a long time. So I think it's just another check to say, this is a quality person. You don't accept everyone.
No, I would ask those that are building your home or remodeling if they're a member of the Home Builders Association.
I agree.
We have organizations, Heather, that will only do business with members. In fact, we have suppliers, for example, that prefer to do business with a member because they pay their bill.
Exactly.
So it's little nuances outside the customer relationship and goes into the business relationships as well. So it's not only you as a consumer looking to hire that professional, but the businesses are looking for the people that are participating. And it's not just their engagement. Think about somebody in a community that's willing to join a nonprofit that is advocating for communities. They're a selfless individual, which is the kind of person you want to work with anyway.
I agree. You're listening to Jaron Davis, the Salt Lake Home Builders Association president. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond's with me of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Norham. So if you're out running errands today, need a refresh on your home, I highly suggest you get down there. And blank checks to Osmond Designs. That's what we love. Just if you need a gift, maybe you missed Mother's Day. You need a makeup for Mother's Day.
It's your lucky day. If you have a blank check, come to Osmond Designs. Yes.
Just a gift card. Just, you know, here you go. Fill it up. And that's what I wanted for Mother's Day. But we're going to talk a lot about building today, which there's a lot of that still happening in Utah.
We sure are. And it's your lucky day because we have Jaron Davis, the president of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association, on the show with us today. Jaron, you're one of the experts. You're one of the best of the best in all of Utah, knowing what's going on in the market. I know you and I have talked before that you can really find a great deal regardless of what's going on in the market. Right. You just have to get the right team, you know, real estate agent, builder, the title company. I mean, all of that together combines to help you get your best deal.
Yeah. I think on the minds of many of your listeners might be whether or not it's a good time to buy real estate, but to buy their home. I would suggest to you that the economists, Robert Dietz, Lawrence Young, Elliot Eisenberg, all the good minds that are talking through what's going in our market right now, each one to a person says to buy now. And the thought and the reasoning behind that is that we will likely see a recession, but the inflation is ended, and we've seen the worst of what is going to happen with of what happened as coming out of the pandemic as it relates to housing. 23 will start to improve. 24 will be up back to pretty much normal. But a couple of historic things happened during that time period. We're selling more new construction than existing, and we don't know another time in history when that happened. That typically is about, you know, 10%. 12%, 10-12%. So for that to exceed existing housing is very unusual. And the other unusual aspect is that new houses cost the same as existing housing. And we can talk about all the factors that are relating to that. But specifically, we have the buying ladder. So the new home buyer all the way up to the empty nester kind of stuck. Because where does the empty nester move to? We just aren't building the product for them. Where's the millennial live to move to? And you, like you said in our earlier conversation, they want new.
Of course.
So it's the biggest buying generation with the other bookend, the second largest, the baby boomer, really wanting the same thing, single level, master on the main,
affordable.
No maintenance, small yard, small square footage. Let me out and go and enjoy Utah's recreation and mountains.
Right.
You know,
let me go to a restaurant. They don't even need a kitchen anymore.
What is a kitchen?
What? We're so bad.
That's so 1990.
I know. Who does that? I don't know.
But so I'd suggest that you buy. And what if you're a little bit frustrated with the interest rate, you can refinance in the next couple of years because interest rates are expected to settle down to around 5%. We likely won't see those historic lows that we had seen. But again, as we said, we're below customary interest rates, which is affordable. An interesting note for our baby boomers, which I'm one of, to know is that the millennials' cost of housing today is twice as much as what we experienced when we were first home buyers. And so for the baby boomer to think that that's the millennials' problem, they need to deal with it, it's not. It's our problem. If we want our children, our grandchildren, or even great-grandchildren to be able to buy a home and live in the communities where they were raised, we need to be advocates for housing. And what that means in today's world is that we accept the fact that density will be part of our lifestyle. And it's not offensive density. It's a density that I could take you around to a couple projects and you'd just be blown away. It's density that actually works really well. It's a detached single-family home. The frustration may be a lot with the not-my-backyarders was they saw a lot of apartments and townhomes being built. Well, that was a natural resort of a full affordability and where the builders had to go to reach that price point because the cities weren't allowing for the density. So if we allow for an increase in density, we'll be able to satisfy both ends of the buying spectrum and open that ladder of movement and affordability will naturally be a positive result.
So true. And our kids need somewhere to live and I'd rather them be close if at all possible. So I'm an advocate for that. As we're talking about creative financing, I definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank.
Yes.
They are local.
They're the best.
Community banker. They truly are the best. They're where I have all of my business banking and also some personal banking. I'm so proud.
We got our office loan through them.
They're incredible, right? They have been in our market for over 130 years. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends of this KSL Real Estate Show. Central Bank, you know, they offer all the best programs and loans, including construction financing, HELOC loans. If you want to remodel your home, they have youth savings programs. You know, give them a shout out.
A good community bank.
Good community bank. If you are interested, make sure you give them a call. They are fantastic. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today. Before we end really quickly, I just want to give you the opportunity to win two free Parade of Homes tickets to the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. The first person that stops in at the Orem store will receive two tickets.
Wow.
And the first person that stops
into
the
now.
Yeah, go run. The first person that stops into the Lehigh store will also receive two free tickets and a bag and the lanyards. Great 2 weeks of fun at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We will be back next week. Jaron Davis, President, Salt Lake Home Builders Association. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Such an honor. Thank you both.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.